Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf chaf. We are already in the middle of daf chaf. We're holding, at Omale Abaye, which is approximately 8-9 lines from the top of the Omud, one line after the parentheses. However, we're in the middle of a discussion, so we have to do a quick review of what we learned at the end of yesterday's daf. If you turn, please, to Yud Tes Omud Beis in the Mishnah, which is smack in the middle of the Omud, you'll see there's a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rebbe Lezer, legabi a machzelis. Machzelis is a mat or a rug. In this case, it's a machzelis made out of konim, made out of reeds. So the Tanakama said that if it's a large one, and Rashi said large and hard, in other words, the reed material was hard, so then aso l'shchiva, if he meant it for shchiva, for lying on, the mekabel tumah, then it becomes a kli, and it's mekabel tumah, so much so that it's mekabel tumah, the ein mesachin, but you can't use it for schach, because we already said about a week ago in the Mishnah, zeh haklal, the only thing that he used for schach is something which is gedulei min haaretz, grows from the ground, and it is not mekabel tumah. Here we're saying a machzelis konim gedoyla is mekabel tumah, and therefore ein mesachim ba. The Tanakama further said the sikuch, if you made that same machzelis konim not for shchiva, you made it for schach, the mesachim ba, then you can use it because it's ein mekabel tumah. So the question is, what was the purpose of creating and producing that machzelis? You produce it for shchiva, the kabel tumah. You produce it for sikuch, ein mekabel tumah. And as you recall, the Gemara immediately asked, hey, one second. So you're telling me it depends on what his kavana was. What happens if he had no kavana? In other words, the person who manufactured this machzelis says, I'm in the business of making machzelis. I don't care what you use it for. You can put it on your head, you can put it on your feet, you can put it in your schach. I don't care. It's none of my business. Do whatever you want. So that's what we would call stam. So what would be the halacha? It's mashma from the reisha that if you meant it specifically for shchiva, you cannot use it for schach. But if you manufactured stam, you could. Yeah, but the sefer says that if you made it for sikuch, for schach, then you can use it. Vein mekabelas tumah. Is a mashma that stam, you cannot use it for schach. So therefore we have a stira minei uvei in the reisha. And the one initially wanted to answer, the Reish is talking about Gedoyla, the Seif is talking about Katana. But then we got into a problem, because with Reb Lezer in the Mishnah, we have the same issue. Reb Lezer Oimer, Achas Katana, V'Achas Gedoyla, both a Machzelis Katana and a Machzelis Gedoyla, Aso L'Shchiva, if you made it for Shchiva, Mekabelis Tumah, it's Mekabel Tumah, Bein Misachim, but you can't use it for Schach. Is the Mashma that Stam, it would not be mekabel tumah, and you could use it for schach. And then Reb Lezer continues, but if you made it a sikuch, mesachim bo, you can use it for schach, vein mekabel tumah. Is a chmashma that if you did stam, that you could not use it for schach. The same stira. And here I cannot give the teretz, here it's talking about gedoyla, here it's talking about katana. Because Reb Lezer says, achas katana vi achas gedoyla, the same halach applies across the board. So the Gemara asked, what's going on? What's the machloikis? What is the Tanakama saying? What's Reb Lezer saying? And we got to Elo Marova, four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Elo Marova, Bigdoyla, Kuliamalai Pligin Estama, Lesikuch. If it's a Gedoyla that's big, and Rashi says usually big means an altar that it's hard. In other words, think of your big bamboo sticks. Somebody made a machzelis and made a rug out of it. Try to lie on big bamboo sticks. It's uncomfortable. You're not going to want to lie on it if you can avoid it. You'd rather push it to the side and lie on the ground, because these are hard reeds, hard bamboo sticks. Normally, if you manufacture them, nobody's selling them mass-produced for purposes of shchiva, for lying down on. Rather, people are going to use it for schach. So, stama l'schach. There, everybody agrees. Everybody means both the Tanakama and Reb Lezer. Stam Gedoyla is the schach. keep leaving. So where's the machlokes? Big Tana. Tana Kamla. So we're stamp Tana is the Shechiva. If it's nice and small, by definition, it will probably be softer, and therefore it's probably produced stam for purposes of Shechiva. Since it's produced for Shechiva, not kosher for Schach, because it's Mekabel Tumah. Reb Lezer, whoever holds stam ktana, namelasikach. No. Even a machzelus of ktana, it's also. It may not be as hard as the big bamboo sticks, but it's still also hard. It's not comfortable, and therefore ktana namelasikach, and you can use it for schach. So kum tochois that Reb Lezer is being mekel vis-a-vis the Tanakama. Both Reb Lezer and the Tanakama hold gedoyla is kosher for schach. Stama l'sikach, it's so hard. Stama l'schach, kosher. Choykes v'gabi the ketan. When the Tanakama is machmir, and he says stam ketan is l'shchiva, and Reb Lezer is the mekel, and he says stam ketan and nam l'sikach, you can use a ketana for sikach, for schach as well. Aha. Okay, so remember, everybody holds by gedoyla. It's kosher for schach. By ketan is the machloikis. The Tanakama is machmir, Reb Lezer is mekel by ketana. Now we get to Omalei Abaye. That's again around 10 lines from the top of the Omud. Omalei is at the end of the line. Abaye begins the new line. Omalei Abaye, Hachi Reb Lezer, Oime. Let's analyze the specific text and wording of our Mishnah. Yachar Reb Lezer, Oime, Achas Ketana, Biachas Gedoyla. What's the din? If it's made for schach, if it's made for shechiva, no good. If it's made for schach, it is good. So, Freiti, one second. Why is Reb Lezer say achas ketana ti achas gedoyla? L'choira, it should say achas gedoyla vi achas ketana mi boyle. Now, you're wondering, why would I say that? Okay, so let's think about this for a moment. Since the Tanakhama just got finished saying that bigdoyla stam is l'schach, so he is being mekel, but immediately the Tanakhama says, but not by ketana. Ketana, I gotta be machmir. By ketana, it's not good for schach. It's meyuchad v'shchiva. So Reb Lezer, who's arguing with the Tanakhama, he should try to say, no. Not only by gdoila should you be mekel, which is everybody agrees by gdoila it's good. Not only by gdoila should you be mekel, but even by ketana you should be mekel. It's because ketana has the same din as gdoila, that stoma is l'schach, not for shchiva, and therefore don't say Tanakama only gdoila is kosher, but it's achas gdoila, the achas ketana is kosher. That's l'choira what the Mishnah should say. But it doesn't say that. It says in the Mishnah, achas ketana, the achas gedoyla. And Rashi says, when you ever have that lashon, achas, the achas, it comes to tell you, the first halacha that you agree with, that's already established. But not only that one, but also this one. So therefore, if it would say, achas gedoyla, the achas ketana, that would make a lot of sense. Because then Reb Lezer saying is, Tanakama, not only the Gedoyla should you be Mekel, but also the Ketana you should be Mekel. But that's not what it says. It says, Achas Ketana be Achas Gedoyla, which would seem to be inappropriate. That's question number one. The Oid. Ki pligi be Gedoyla de pligi. In fact, the Machloikis is not by Ketana, like Rav is suggesting. Says Abaya, I have a Befedish of Braisa, which says differently. Which says that the machlokes is by the gedoyla, and that Belezer is lechumra. Which price is that? The Sanya. We had this price already a few days ago in the Gemara. It says in the price, machzelas ekonim, or what we're talking about, the gedoyla misachachim baza, says the Tanakama, you can use the gedoyla for schach, no problem, because people don't usually buy the gedoyla for lying on. Reb Lezer oimer, in eina mekabelas tuma, Rashi says, what means in eina mekabelas tuma? If he has in mind, beferish, I don't want to be mekabel tuma, I want to use it for schach, misachinba. Which is mashma, that bistam, you cannot use it for schach. Oh, so I have machloikis. The Tanakama says, bigdoilo, stam, Misachin ba. Reb Lezer says, only in Eina Mekabelas Tumma that you have in mind, I don't want it to be Mekabel Tumma. I want to use it for Schach. Then Misachin ba. But Mashma otherwise, Ein Misachin ba. So number one, I see that there's a machlokes by Gedoyla. Not like Rava said, that the Gedoyla Kulial Maloi Pligi. There's a machlokes. Tanakama says Gedoyla Misachin. Reb Lezer says, no. Number two, I see that Reb Lezer is a machmir. The Tanakama says, yo, use it for schach, no problem. Reb Lezer says, oh, that depends. So therefore, I have two kashas on a Rava. Therefore, Elamar Papa, Big Tanakuli Amalei Pligi Destamal Eshchiva, Ki Pligi Migdoila, says Reb Papa, in fact, it's the other way around. It's not like Rava said that everybody agrees by Gedoyla, and the Machloikis is by Ketana. But just the other way around, everybody agrees by Ketana, and the Machloikis is Gabe Gedoyla. Biktana Kuli Amalei Pligi Destamal Eshchiva. You know why? Because it happens to have thin reeds, and it's relatively short, so then it is relatively comfortable. So most people that buy that type of mat, that type of rug, use it for lying down on as a makeshift bed, a rest area. So it's a shechiva, therefore it's no good for schach. That everybody agrees. Keep ligi b'gdoy the machlokes is the gabe g'doy the gabe a big one. The Tanakama service tam g'doy the sikach. Most big schach, most big mats of this nature with big konim, then the assumption is it's made for schach. It's not comfortable. People are not going to lie on it. Reb Lezer Sover, Stam Gedoyla Nami L'Shchiva. Even Stam Gedoyla also people lie on and rest on, and therefore it is not kosher l'schach. And therefore the Machloikis is talking just the opposite of what Rava said. Not that Reb Lezer is the Mekel, Reb Lezer is the Machmir. And not that everybody agrees to Gedoyla and the Machloikis is by Ketana, but just the opposite. Everybody agrees by Ketana that it's no good, and there's a Machloikis that God by Gedoyla. So if you want to my asa'ah l'shchiva t'kamar, when Reb Lezer in the Mishnah says that if you made it l'shchiva mikabel estuma v'ein mesachim ba, so if you want, what does that mean? Hachik amar, stam asiyasa nami l'shchiva adi ava l'sikach. When it comes to a gedoyla, stam, not that asol the shchiva, that you made it miyuchot specially for shchiva, because Reb Lezer holds that stam gedoyla is l'shchiva. When he says in the Mishnah asol the shchiva, he doesn't mean that he had in mind befedish for shchiva. Even if he didn't have in mind befedish, stam gedoyla the shchiva, and therefore it says asol the shchiva means stam asiyos nami the shchiva adi over the sikach, unless and until he says, I want to make it specifically for schach. And with this, we've concluded the discussion of our Mishnah, the Tanakama and Reb Lezer, and Rava and Abaya. But from here on, until the end of the perek, we're going to continue with a number of braisos, and each one of them is going to raise additional issues that we haven't spoken about until now, and we're going to have some reconciling of the braisos, as you'll see shortly. Tanarabha. Machtzeles shel shipa v'shel gemi. Our Mishnah spoke about a machtzeles of konim. Konim are reeds. Now we're talking about shipa and gemi. Rashi says that shipa and gemi are much softer materials. See Rashi, the middle wide lines down below, not all the way down below, but in the middle. See Rashi says shipa is poivel, gemi is yonk. The article says they are both from the Rush family, R-U-S-H. Not people rushing, but these are plants on the side of the sea, or on the side of a marsh, on the side of a river. And Rashi says, they're rocking. They are much more soft and supple. And therefore, says Rashi, Hilkach stam kitana yesh ben l'shchiva. Stam kitana most people use for lying down, because in fact it's comfortable. For the first time, I have not big reeds and small reeds, and long packages and short packages, or big mats and short mats. Rather, I have, Baruch Hashem, nice, soft, supple, and cuddly materials of sheep of shogami for my mat. Okay, so shake on the brass. Gedoyla misachin ba. If it's large, still people do not use it for resting or sleeping. It's just too large. And misachin ba, we use it instead for schach. However, ktano, That's miyuchad neshchiva. Everybody buys the shipa and the gemmi machzolois for lying on. Ketan ein misachin ba. You cannot use that for schach. It's mekabotuna. Now that's the shipa and the gemmi. Shel konim v'shel chelas. If you're talking about a machzolos of konim, konim are the hard reeds. Chelas, says Rashi, is even harder than konim because they are kelach shelo av. Their branches, their stalks, are nice and hard and thick. Now it depends. Now this word, the next word, it looks like the word gedoyla, but really it's gidula. Gidula means the gidul. Just like gidil, gidilim tasalach. You make fringes. Now the reason why gidilim tasalach are called fringes is because you have to go and twist them into strands, into strings. In Tilam Tasalach, you make tzitzis. Here too, you have a gidol, mesachimba. Then you could use it for schach. Aruga, if it's woven, ain't mesachimba. What do you mean? What is this gidol? What is this aruga? Rabbi said, we're taking together, we're making a machzalas, a rug. We're using konim or chelas, which are hard and thick materials. Ah, Barry, welcome aboard. So we have konim and chelas. Both of them are hard, thick materials. But now what is going to keep them together as one rug or one mat? Putting them down on the floor and saying, please, konim, stay together, have achdus, show ahavas konim, one for the other, brotherhood and love for each other. That's not going to do it. You have to connect them. How are you going to connect them? So then there are two ways. You can do connecting by a gdil, gidula. Rashi says by braiding them, and presumably braiding them means taking other konim and braiding them one into the other to keep them all together. Or aruga means to weave them. Weave them would mean by using regular thread. Now by definition, if you're going to go and braid konim and chelas with other konim and chelas material, you're just going to add more hardness, if there is such a word, to the already hard konim and chelas, because you're just taking additional reeds and braiding them around all the other reeds to keep them all together. It's going to be even more difficult to lie on. And therefore it says in the Braisa, misachin ba, you can use it for schach, no problem. Nobody in his right mind, says the Tanakhama, uses it for sleeping or resting. Aruga, however, if you're weaving them, why would a person go and take a weaving loom and weave threads around these hard pieces of reed? It must be because, in fact, the person wants individuals to use it for resting and lying on. And he figures, if I at least put nice, soft threads on it, at least it won't be so gefährlich, it won't be so terrible. Then I'm mizachim, but you cannot use v'schach, because that shows that the reason why they did the aruga, they did this weaving, was for purposes of resting. It's mekabel tumah, and you cannot use it for schach. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi oimishim aviv. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi says in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, achazu v'achazu. Both in the case of the seifa, the konim and the chelas, whether it was gidula that you did a braiding, or whether you did an aruga, you did a weaving, misachin ba, you can use it for schach. Because even with the nice threads on it, guess what? It's still hard as a rock. Try it out. You'll see it is not at all comfortable, says Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi in the name of his father. In both cases, whether it's ketula or whether it's aruga, nisachin bo, you can use it for schach, because people do not buy it for shchiva. We're going to have Reb Doise in a moment in the next Mishnah. So bear in mind, Reb Doise over here holds, in all cases, by the konim, nesachim. Okay. Tanan Hasan. Now we have a separate Mishnah. This Mishnah is not a Mishnah dealing with our halachas of sukkah, but rather is dealing with hilchos tumah, and specifically tumas medras. It's Tanan Hasan. We learned in the Mishnah, kol hachoytzolois. What are chaitzolois? I don't know. Rashi says, we will know shortly in Mi'etz Hashem, in another few lines. But at the moment, just remember there's something known as chaitzolois. What's it in? Kol haChitzolis metam mitzvei mes. They are kalim, and they are therefore are susceptible to tumas mes. And Rashi says not only tumas mes, but the same thing applies to tumas nevela, and a tumas dead sheret, and all other tumas. Why does the Mishnah refer to davke metam tumas mes? Because we'll see in a moment the Chachamim talk about tumas medris. And tumas medris has a din of an avatuma, and tumas meis has a din of an avatuma. And that's why we have Reb Dois and the Chachamim arguing about what form of avatuma can these chaitzolois receive. So kol chaitzolois metamen tmei mes divi Reb Dois. The Chachamim argument medris. It gets a tumas medrash. Tumas medrash, as you all know, means tumas mishkav u'moshav, that if someone uses these chaitzolos for sitting on or lying on, then it gets a din of tumas medrash. Medrash is a tremendous source of tumah, because normally if a zav or a zava go and touch something when they are tameh, they themselves, the zav or the zava, have a din of an avatuma, and what they touch becomes a rishon l'tumah. So if they happen to touch these chaitzolos, I don't know what these chaitzolos are yet, but if they were to touch the chaitzolos, or to pick them up and move them from place to place, they would have a din of a rishon l'tumah. However, what happens if they lie down or sit on these chaitzolos? Then they become a tumas medris of an avatuma. And that's, as Rashi, that's the reason why Reb Doisa says that the chaitzolos are metamet tumas meis, because that's the only other situation where chaitzolos can get a status of an avatuma. Because if a nevela touches these chaitzolos, the nevela is an avatuma, and the chaitzolos will become a rishon l'tuma. If these chaitzolos touch a dead sheret, the dead sheret is an avatuma, the chaitzolos would be a rishon l'tuma. The only time the chaitzolos themselves can become an avatuma if they touch the mess himself, because the mess himself has a din of an avi avoisatuma. And therefore, if the avi avoisatuma touches these chaitzolos, then they will become an avatuma. So Doisa says, the chaitzolos are mekabel tumas mess, meaning avatuma. The Chum say they have a din of medris avatuma. So now the Gemara is medayik. Do the Chacham mean to say medris in tmei meis loy? Only medris, and not tmei meis? That doesn't sound right. Why not? Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, kol ha-metamei medris metamei tmei meis. If this item is the item that is susceptible to tumas medris, then it's certainly susceptible to tumas meis. Why is it so certain? Because all tumas medris is a regular kli with one additional requirement, and that is that you are miyacheret for shchiva or for yeshiva. You have a chair. A zav touches a chair. He just touches it, it becomes a din tumas rishon l'tumah. If he sits on it, since it's miyuchad for sitting, that's what chairs are made for, so then it becomes tumas medris. So Mavach gets a din of Tumas Medrash, it certainly gets a din of Tumas Meis. However, you don't say the other way around. Because what happens if, for instance, a person wants to sit down and there are no chairs left? He finds somewhere a nice milk crate. He goes and bites his tongue and says, okay, it's a little bit of a bizoy and everybody else is sitting on a fancy chair, but I don't want to stand the whole time, so he sits down on a milk crate. Now, if they or he happen to be Zovim, if they're sitting on chairs, the chairs will become a tumas medris. However, if he is a zav and he sits on the milk crate will not get tumas medris. Why not? Because there's a famous rule by tumas medris that it's got to be a kli miyuchad v'yeshiva, and not that someone comes over and says, Mr. Amoid v'nasa malachteinu, don't sit on this milk crate, I need it to go and transport a whole bunch of bottles of milk from place to place to place. So, I don't mind that you sat on it until now, but you got to stand up. Amoid v'nasa malachtein. So therefore, any kli which is miyuchad l'shchiva or l'yeshiva, not only can it get a tumas medrash, but amad it can get a din of tumas mes, or tumas neveva, or tumas sheret. However, any item which is not miyuchad l'shchiva or l'yeshiva, It can get other tumois, but it would not get a din of tumas matters. Okay, very good. So zokti gemara. So therefore, what does the what do the chacham mean when they say medris? They mean af tumas medris. That not only can it be susceptible to regular tumois, but even to medris. Fine, that's all fascinating. What's the definition of choytzolos that we started off the Mishnah with? Omer avamdimi baramduri, the choytzolos are marzuvli. Ah, now I know, they're the marzuvli. Freytimora, and my marzuvli, what are marzuvli? Omer avaba, they're mizavli. Sure, and now it's crystal clear. So you're thinking to yourself, and what are mizavli? So the Gemara doesn't tell us, but Rashi tells us. Three lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Rashi says, Mizavli are bulus. Now bulus means the type of sack or knapsack used by a roya, used by a shepherd. And what does he usually put in that sack? I guess he puts in his sandwiches. He puts in his, if he's up early, I guess maybe he takes his talis and tefillin to shul. He uses it to something to transport something or other. However, says Rashi, when the roya gets tired and he wants to lie down, he will often use the sack by folding it up and use it as a temporary pillow. Ah, okay. So that's the mezavli that we're talking about. And therefore that's the machlokes now in this Mishnah. The Tanakam that says, choytzolos matam b'tumas mes, but not medris. You know why not medris? Because you don't use these sacks for lying down. Yeah, yes, occasionally, once in a while, the roya will put it. That's not what he really uses. That's not his principal use. And therefore, it's not metamet tumas medris. The Chum say, no. Since the roya, whenever he doesn't have a pillow, he uses this, he is meyakad it l'shchiva at times when he wants to lie down. Therefore, it does have a tumas medris after all. A machloikis. Rav Shimon Lakish Omer, you know what choytzolos are? They're machzolos. The word choytzolos and machzolos, those are synonymous terms, no difference. And therefore we're talking about rugs. Machzolos mamish. The Azur Rish Lakish Etam, and Rish Lakish goes lishitasoi in explaining that we mean machzolos. The Omer Rish Lakish, Hareni Kaporas Rabbi Chiyo Ubonov. Rish Lakish first starts off by saying, Hareni Kaporas Mishkoboy for Rabbi Chiyo. And Rashi points out, as most of us know, that it is a custom, particularly in the first year after Chas V'Shalom, a father or mother pass away, that a child says about the father or mother during that year, not only Zechrono Levracha, or Olav HaShalom, Aleh HaShalom, but they also say Hareni Kaparis Mishkavai, which literally means that if throughout this year I'm going to have any Yisurim, any type of pains, ills, whatever, that Hashem decides to inflict upon me, I don't want that to be a kapara for my sins. I want that to be a kapara for either my father or my mother's sins, or chas v'shalom, if they had any sins. I want this to help to clean their slate clean, wipe their slate clean, so that if chas v'shalom, they are destined to have any punishment on that world, I should lighten up that punishment by accepting those yisurim as a kapara for them. What our Gemara is telling us is, not only does a person do that for his parent, but one can do that for one's Rebbe. And therefore, Rish Lakish said, my Rebbe was Reb Chiya. Hareni kaparas, any yisurim that come on me, says Rish Lakish, they should be a kapara for my Groyser Rebbe, for Reb Chiya, and for Banav. Either the children also passed away, the Banav just comes along for the ride over here. That really, Amar Rish Lakish, Hareni kaparas, Reb Chiya, and Ubanav. Because both Reb Chiya and Banav said a halacha that we're going to quote in a moment. So the Gemara continues on. And tells us, Shemetchila in the beginning, Kishnishtakha Torah mi Yisrael, when unfortunately portions of Torah fell away, and Rashi says, not Chas V'Shalom that the entire Torah, but certain halachas were forgotten during all the times of our coming and going into Golus, and the times of the Crusades, and the times of the pogroms, and the times of the wars with our enemies, etc. Shebetchila kishishach v'toyim Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, at the end of the first Beis Hamikdash, they went into Golis, into Bavel. Because of that, unfortunately, a lot of Torah was lost, or some of Torah was lost. All the Ezra mi Bavel, Ezra who learned in the yeshivas in Bavel, He, Baruch Hashem, through his tremendous yigia, he was able to go v'yasta to miyasid, in other words, to once again reestablish halachas which had been forgotten. Then Chaz v'nishtakha, at the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, towards the end, then once again people started forgetting. Oh, the Hilababli v'yasid, the Hilababli came up, it was miyasid. And Rashi reminds us of the Gemara at the end of Masechtas Pesachim, where it said over there, when you have a rare year, like we had this year, when Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, and the Klal Yisrael asked B'nai B'seira, what are we going to do? How are we going to transport our Sakinim to the Beis HaMikdash? The B'nai B'seira said, we don't know. And they said, is anybody that knows? And then Hillel Bavli got up and said, yes, I know. And Hillel Bavli gave him a bit of a Musa Shmus. And he said, the reason why you don't know it is because you're not learning with the Gantz Yediyah, the Yegiyah, and Yediyah, and then putting in all of your efforts. If you're learning like us out in Bavel, and you put in the same devotion, dedication, and time, and review, and Chazara, oh, you'd also know. And said Hillel Bavli, if Klal Yisrael, if not, and Nevi'im, b'nei Nevi'im hem. And you'll see what they're going to do tomorrow morning on Erev Pesach Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos. And sure enough, they all came with their sakinim in the fleece, in the wool on the backs of the sheep, which were going to be used for Karban Pesach. Anyway, so Hillel Bavli Yasta, he was miyasid again, the halachas. Chaz v'nishtakha, in later years again, it was forgotten. Olo Reb Chiya Bana v'yisto, Reb Chiya and his children, they were miyasid. And now we get back to what the Gemara was saying, what Rish Lakish was saying. V'chein Omer Reb Chiya Bana. Remember, it says here called Hachoitzolois, and Rish Lakish says we don't mean Choitzolos, we mean Machzolois Mamish. And now Rish Lakish is explaining the Machloikis between Reb Dois and Chacham. What did Reb Dois say? Reb Dois said that these Machzolois, these Choitzolois, are Tomei, only regular Tomei. And the Chacham said that only regular Tomei, they're also Tumas Metis. Zok Yimara, what's the machlokes? If you bought a machzelis which was produced in the town of Usha, everybody would agree, Shane Tameos, they are Tomei. Why? Says Rashi, because they are miyuchad lishchiva. And therefore everybody would agree, even Reb Dois, not only does he get a regular tuma, but tumas medris. Apparently they were nice and soft, and supple, and comfortable. Therefore, it's a regular kli. People lie on it. It's miyuchad l'shchiva, mekabel tumas medras. Shel Tveria, shein tahiros. Everybody agreed those of Tveria are tahor of tumas medras. Why, says Rashi, because kosher saying, they're as hard as a rock. Who, with a normal sense, would go and lie down on any of those mats produced in Tveria? So where is the machlokes? Al manechleku, al shar mekoymes, places which are neither Usha nor Tveria. Marisav ekim deleka diyosav alayu. Since the vast majority, when it says in the Gemara ekim deleka, it sounds like nobody lies on it. But Rashi says no. Ein roiv bnei adam regilin liyachtam lekach. You know, 80%, 90%, 95% of the people don't sit on them, don't lay on them, and therefore kitveria damin, they're hard. They have the same din as Tveria, and therefore they're not mekabel tumas medras. Umar sava kim de mikri asvi alayu. Since there are those that sit on it, and Rashi quickly adds umiyachdon lekach. They don't just sit on it on occasion. They're miyachdon for sitting on or lying on. The reason why Rashi has to say that, because just an occasional sitting on doesn't do the trick, because otherwise people will say, excuse me, mister, amoy, shteltzachov, stand up, and nasim alachteinu, I need this milk crate, or in this case, I need this mat to use for other purposes. So please get up. So that's if, says Rashi, those people that are in the small minority that go and buy these types of chaitzolos, bishar mekoimois, they're miyachted not only for purposes of other things, but also for lying on. And therefore, what's halacha? It is mekabel tumas medras after all, kira ushadamia. And that's the machlokes. Fine. So, we just finished off that Reish Lakish, when he said that Chaitzolos means Machzolos, and I have a Machloikis whether it's only Makabal Tumas Mes or also Tumas Medres, this is Lishitosoi that he explains that that's the same Machloikis between what the Machloikis that was explained by Reb Chiyu Banov, Legabe, whether these Machzolos Mishar Mekoimois, do they have a din of Usha Machzolos or Tveria Machzolos? Omamah. Now we're going to ask a stira. Said in this braisa, this mishnah actually, kol chaitzolis metamin tmei mes divrei Reb Doisa, that all chaitzolis, all machzolis, according to Reish Lakish and according to Reb Chiyu Banov, what's the dimetamin tumas mes, but not tumas medris, but tumas mes, yes, tumas mes divrei Reb Doisa. Veit mavatani v'chena Reb Doisa oimekidvarav. Where is it v'chena Reb Doisa? Remember, I told you we're going to get back to this. Let's go back to the braisa and the Amud Aleph. Right before the Tanan Hassam, about almost three quarters down the Amud, we have by the case of the Machzelas, Shel Konim v'Shel Chelas, where the Tanakama says it depends whether it's Gedula, Aruga. If it's Gedula, you can use it for Schach, Aruga, you cannot. And Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Mishem Oviv. And then V'chein Ha'ir Abdoisa Oimer Azvos Achazu V'yachazu Misachikim Ba. You can use this Machzelas for Schach because it's hard. People don't go and lie on it. People don't go and sit. What Rabdois is saying, people don't lie on it, people don't sit on it, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumma and Misachikim Ba. Let's go to the next line, Tanan Hazam, Kol HaChaitzolos, which we just defined according to Reish Lakish as meaning Machzolos. What's the Dimetam Tumas Mes? Divir Reb Dois. Reb Dois says that it's Mekabel Tumas. Didn't Reb Dois just simply say Mesachim? But he just said that two lines ago. Reb Dois said, listen to what the Gemara is telling us. One Reb Dois says you can use a Machzelis for Schach, which means by definition it's not Mekabel Tumma. And here Reb Dois is saying a Chaitzelis is Mekabel Tumma. Now if you're going to tell me a Chaitzelis means this Mizabli, okay, then that's something else, two different items. But according to Reish Lakish, this is the same item, this is Machzelis and this is Machzelis. What's going on over here? What does Reb Dois really hold? Back to the Gemara in the Amud Beis. You just said now, Mamar Kol Chaitzolim Metame to his Mes, Tiber Reb Doisa. But Tani Vechin Reb Doisa Oy Mekidvarav, that it's not Metame, and you can use it for Schach. So tomorrow, Loi Kasha, Hod Islei Gadan Fo, Hod Leslei Gadan Fo. Vos Mein Gadan Fo? Rashi says, Gadan Fo means a rim, or an edge. Now since we're talking about these types of mats, which are so hard, that people typically do not lie on them. So then, you know, what do they use it for? I thought they use it on the for the floor to go and to put your wet galoshes, your wet shoes, or you put it on the floor to pick up any stains, any spills in the kitchen or something like that. No. They use it for trays. They're hard as a rock, and you use it for trays. Now, it depends whether this tray has an edge, a rim around it, or not. If it has a rim around it, since we're talking about konim, which are like kli eitz, just like wood, stamp shute kli eitz are not mekabel tumah if they're pshute kli eitz. They have to have a base kibble. Well, guess what? If you have a gedanfa, you have a base kibble. Look, please, at the Rashi, six lines from the top of the Amid gedanfa. Ke'en sofa soviv, like an edge, like a rim around it from the sides. Gavoy me'at, a little bit twice, a half an inch. Lekabel mashen noisnabu, that it should hold whatever you put in. If you put in some fruit, for instance, you don't want them all to fall out on the side. If you put a small edge of an inch or two, it'll hold it, that's fine. Vasuy letashmish losis peters al gaba. Oh, people can put on fruits. Telesma ganan for the next Rashi, I feel a kalili have you. This is not a kli. You put fruits on, you're going to be a proud waiter bringing all the fruits, and guess what? They're all going to roll on the floor, and you'll have either egg all over your face or fruits all over your face, because it's just not going to hold. And therefore, after the kli lehavya, to lesachek al gabi aholanos for you. So what can you use it for? It's hard as a rock. Nobody sleeps on it. It has no edging, so nobody puts any fruits on it. So what are you going to use it for? Oh, you use it for schach. That will be, by default, the reason why a person would manufacture something else, which L'Chayda has no utility.
Very good. So that's the Teretz, the two Rabbeises. Thank you, Marmesei. Noch Akasha. We go back to a new Braisa now. We don't go back. We start a new Braisa. Chaitzolos. Oh, the same question as Chaitzolos Mirzabli, those sacks which are used by the Royim, by the shepherds, or Chaitzolos are those Machtzolos. So we'll see. Meisvei. Chaitzolos shol Sha'am v'shol Gemi v'shol Sak v'shol Sfira metame tmeimes divra Braisa. All of these different types of fabrics, or types of materials, the sham, the gemi, sak, and svira. Rashi says about sham that this is like the shipa that we had on the Omid Aleph. And we spoke about the shipa and the gemi on the Omid Aleph. We said that those are softer, supple materials. That's the case of the sham. Same thing, the gemi, we had that's the same thing. Also, that is a softer material. Vishal sak, vishal svira, that's already different. Sak, says Rashi, means noitze shal izim, that's made out of goat's hair. Shal svira, says Rashi, that's made out of the hair that you cut from either the neck or the zonav, or the tail of a horse. As a horse, as you know, has lots of hair, especially in its tail. You go and make various types of choitzolos from that hair. So what's it did? Betametumas master, Rabdoisa holds that these are not used typically for lying on, but rather they only have a din of tumas mes and do not have a din of tumas medras. The chomoyim remaf medras, no, they have a din of medras as well, that people lie on them. So now let's investigate. What does choitzolos mean? Bishlam lamandia marzuvli. Marzuvli again are these sacks which are used by the royim, by the shepherds. Shosham v'shol gemi, what are you going to use such a sack for? Chozul kinsa the peri. Now, what's the Gemara asking what you can use it for? So Rashi explains. If you look at Rashi, which is parallel to our Gemara, shosham v'shol gemi. Avu pisha ein nerogin heitev. These materials don't lend themselves to ariga, to weaving. V'yesh hefresh being based near the base near. So if you in fact do try to do any weaving on a loom, you'll see that there are major holds, if you will, hefresh spaces between one stitch and another stitch. You can't go and stitch it so finely like our clothing is stitched, one stitch right next to the other. There are going to be spaces between the stitches. So therefore, what can I use it for? Says the Gemara, I can use a chozla kansa the peri, Rashi says, for larger fruit, where I don't have to worry about that the larger fruit are going to fall through the spaces between the stitches, because they're large. An apple and orange is not going to fall through a small little space between one stitch and another stitch. Shosak v'shos svira, if it's made out of either goat's hair, or the hair of the horse's tail, then chozla gulki v'tzadi. Here Rashi says, you can weave it much, much better, so that you have all the batinir, all the stitches are close together, so you don't have to worry about holes, because it's well stitched. So then you can even use it for gulki v'tzani. Rashi's gulki v'tzani means using it for kitnias and peiros daken, even using it for beans, for cholent, or even using it for small cherries, or small olives. Small grapes. Why? Because it's finely stitched. So I understand why the Braisa tells us you can have chaitzolos of all these materials, and they can all be used for sacks, as well as according to Reb Chachamim, that since the Roya, when these sacks are empty, can go and lie his head on for a pillow, so he's miyachet l'shchiva as well, and therefore it's matamat tumas matters. Okay, so the Braisa makes sense. Elamad yam machtzolos mamish. You're talking about real live mats or rugs. There too I can understand why they are susceptible to tuma. I can use them for parsi, or parsi, says Rashi, I can use it for a vilon, for a curtain. Nobody would lie on it, but I can use it as a curtain to go and separate as a partition between put it in front of the door. Rashi says viloin keneged pesach. When a person opens up the doorway, he doesn't necessarily want everybody to see what's going on inside, so he has this additional curtain to add for additional privacy. That's parsi. Vus is nafavasa. Nafavasa, says Rashi, you can use it for a temporary strainer or filter. How can you use it for a strainer or filter? If you look at Rashi Navvasa, Rashi says a person who is has a bit of ingenuity and creativity. Rashi is about 10-12 lines before the end of the Rashis of the Perek. Says Rashi Navvasa, Linapois Behena Kemach, you go and use it to strain Kemach flour, where you want to make the flour really nice and fine. Kemoy Shehein, Noisen Olav Kemach. Leave the mat that we're talking about the way it is. Pour on kemach on it. Now the koifel noisen, and now take this mat and double it over. The koishrin beroish hakefel, and at the top of where you've doubled it over, go and tie it. You know, make like ties, make small stitches in it, small ties to hold it together. And then and boitel shalara, like our boitel. Boitel probably sounds similar to a bottle. And what do you do now? Take now this bent over, doubled over mat, which has been tied, and now start shaking it. And eventually some of that kemach will start pouring through the porous holes in the mat. And guess what? It's going to be a more refined type of kemach than it was until now. So therefore, I can understand Shosak, Vishosvira, they have this utility, this usage, and that's why they're Makabal Tumah. These are different types of materials, and therefore you cannot use it for parsi and avasa. So what can you use it for? Why is it mekabel tuma? Says what's naziyasa? Says Rashi, they can be used as a lid for a barrel. If you look at the next Rashi, the naziyasa lechas is ben gigas. Gigas is a large barrel. Sha'oisin ben sheikha, where you go and manufacture the sheikha or the beer. You put it over one of these and you can use it for a cover, for a lid. That fits in very nicely. Okay, so therefore, we could be talking about machzolis mamish. And yes, there is a purpose of using these machzolis. They do have a din of a kli, either to use as a curtain, to use as a strainer, to use as a cover for a barrel. Ikadiyami, there was another version, the exact same Gemara which we just said now, but in reverse. Ikadiyami, we started off this brisa talking about the chaitzolis. It's Bishlam Laman the Yomar Machzolis Mamish, that means real rugs. Shal Sham Vishal Gemi Chosel Naziyasa, you can use that for a cover for a lit. Shal Sak Vishal Sfira Chosel Leparisa, you can use it for a viloin, for a curtain. Venavavasa, and you can use it for a strainer. And Laman Yomar Marzuvli, the one that holds that these are the sacks used by the royim, by the shepherds. You can go and put in it those smaller items such as kidney eyes, beans, vitzani, and other small fruit. After all, they have small holes in between one stitch and the other. You can't put beans and fruit in; they're all going to fall out. Chazla kids in the paper, you can go and put in larger fruit like apples and oranges. And so therefore, either way, whether you learn chaitzolis means machzolis, or whether you learn it means mezavli, it's all the same. Both pshatim fit nicely in this brisa. Okay, we have now a brisa with a story. Tanya Umrib Chananya. And Rashi quickly tells us Chananya was ben achi Reb Yehoshua. He was a nephew of Reb Yehoshua. Reb Chananya said, "Kishiravti legoila." When I left Eretz Yisrael to go to Godus, Rashi says this is specifically referring to a story in the end of Masechtas Brachos, where they were going to go be ma'aber the shana. Typically, the Iber shana was made in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, but towards the end of the years of the Beis Hamikdash, when people unfortunately were on the run, so initially the Sanhedrin was in 10 separate Mekomos in Eretz Yisrael, and eventually many of the Chevri Sanhedrin had to leave into Golus. So Reb Chananya, who was the nephew of Reb Yeshua, he was also summoned to Goyla to participate in Ibra Shana, to go and make the Ibra Shanim. So Ibra Shana means to either add another month or to decide when we're going to make the new Chodesh. Regardless, I found one sage. What's a budya? Says Rashi, a budya is a machzelis. You can use a machzelis for schach.
When I came to my uncle Rabbi Yeshua, he agreed.
It did not have a gedanfa, meaning it did not have that rim around it.
Why did he say it's talking about that it did not have a rim?
Because if it had a rim around it, then you can use it for a kli. It has a base kibble.
A base kibble, a kli, of course, is mekabel tuma, and you cannot use it for schach.
So therefore, when Rabbi Yeshua paskin to his nephew, yes, you can use it for schach. And when that zoken echad says, you can use it for schach, it's talking about it didn't have a rim, and therefore it was not used for shchiva, it was not used for a kli, you can use it for schach.
Omer ula hani budisa de b'nei mechoyza. These budisa, these mats, these rugs that come out of the b'nei mechoyza, the town of mechoyza, el molik kir shalahem, if it wasn't for that rim, the kir means a wall, but here says Rashi means gadanfa, which means that rim around it. If it wouldn't have that kir on masachim, well, you can use it for schach. But unfortunately, it has that kir around it, and you cannot use it for schach.
Tanya mehochim masachim bebudja v'yeshlem kir. If it has such a rim, a masachim ben, because it's mekabel tuma, because it's a base kibble, it's roi susceptible to tuma. You cannot use it for schach because schach cannot be mekabel tuma.
We start a brand new perek. It's not so brand new because parts of the Mishnah we've already learned. It's a very simple Mishnah. We'll start the Gemara and Mitzvah will continue tomorrow. Zok the Mishnah. What happens if a person is sleeping underneath the mitah? Why would anybody sleep underneath the mitah? Presumably because somebody's sleeping on top of the mitah. So there's no room. So you have to go and sleep underneath the bed.
Why are you not yoitze? Says Rashi, because the mita itself has the status of an ohel, and that ohel is mafsik beinoy lebeino, meaning mafsik between the person and the sukkah, and therefore you're lying under the bed. You're not in a sukkah. You're under a bed. It's an ohel within the ohel, and since the ohel of this mita does not have schach on top of it, it's a mita. So you're not yoitze.
Says Rabbi Yehuda, not only are you yotzei, I remember when I was younger, not when he was a child, because you wouldn't have a raya, because then they're not mechuyim and atoyim, midrabanan, maybe they weren't even roy lechinuch. Here we're talking about that, you know, we were teenagers or younger light. And I remember we used to sleep under the mita, but b'fnei hazakenim, and they didn't say a word. It's a charai that it's kosher. What's the reason why it's kosher? So we already had in the Gemara a few days ago, and we're going to have the Mitchum in the Gemara again in this new perek, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, le'osi oil aroi umavatal oil keva, that the sukkah is considered to be an oil keva, not a full-fledged oil keva that you use the whole year, but relative to the oil of sleeping under a bed, that oil aroi cannot be mevatel the oil kvan, therefore you are sleeping in a sukkah, and you're yotzei. Omer Reb Shimon, there was a story about Reb Gamliel, he had his famous Eved Tevi, we know that from other Mishnayis and Masechtas Brachis as well, that when Tevi Avdi passed away, Reb Gamliel accepted Tanchumen, he sat Shiva for him, or at least he allowed people to Menachem Ovel, and you remember the Gemara says over there, ha, he's an Eved. Eved is no din of Nichum Aveilim. And Rabbi Gamliel said, no, Shani Tevi Avdi. Now what was special about him? Says our Gemara. Maas, it says our Mishnah. Maas, we Tevi Avdi, Shom Gamliel, she Yoshin Tachas Amiti, slept underneath the bed. The Yomelin Rabbi Gamliel is Kainim. So Rabbi Gamliel said to the Kainim, Re'isim Tevi Avdi, Shu Tamad Chochem. He knows the Halacha. He learned the Daf. The idea shabodim p'tum in asuka, and he knows that an eved is potter. The vichy yoshin hutachas a mita, and that's why he's sleeping under the mita. This is what Ram Gamliel said meisiach lefituma. In other words, Rashi says he's saying a beloshin b'dichusa in a jocular fashion. He's telling everybody, ha ha, look, my eved Tevi ezachatam chacham. That's why he especially doesn't want to take away the space
from anybody else, because an Eved is potter min a sukkah. Why is an Eved potter min a sukkah? Because an Eved has all the mitzvahs ki isha, and a woman are potter min a sukkah because it's a mitzvah asei shehazman grama, so as not to go and crowd anybody or take away anybody else's bed. He slept underneath the bed. Just listening to the words of Ram Gamliel, we learned from that, you're not Yotze, just like the Tanakhama said, and not like Reb Yehuda. And in Yotzeh, tomorrow the Gemara is going to tell us about this story about Ram Gamliel, that we see from this, that Sichas Chulin, Shel Talmid Chachamim, Tzrichen Limud. That even when you hear just idle chatter or speech from a Talmud Chacham, you can learn something from that. Don't think that it's just idle chatter. Every word that a Talmud Chacham says is imbued in Torah. Zokimar, I don't understand what the problem is lying tachas amita. V'leka asara. By definition, if you go home, or if you are home, go into your bedrooms, see how much space do you have underneath your bed. Maybe you have 3, 4, 5, 6 inches. Well, how much is 5, 6 inches? At maximum, we're talking about one tefach, two tefachim. If to constitute an ohel betoch ohel, like Rashi said, that it's ohel mafsik, beinoy l'sukkah, that l'choyre would require that it has to be 10 tefachim tall. Because we said that a sukkah is only kosher when it's 10 tefachim tall, then it has the status of an ohel. So if you have your regular bed, which is only a few inches from the ground, you don't have an ohel, you don't have 10 tefachim. So what's the problem? Why did it say in the Mishnah Yotzei Dechav Asoi? Says Shmuel, you're absolutely right. Tirgam Shmuel Mamita Asar. We're talking about an elevated bed, that you had to go up the bed, to go on it, you had to go up 2 or 3 steps. Because in fact it was elevated, and underneath the mattress to the floor, it was not a 10 tefachim. Can you imagine it was 40 inches off the ground? Ooh, tall, tall bed. That's the case of our Mishnah. But a regular case of a regular meet, everybody would agree, you are Yotze after all. Just to start on the new sugya, Tanan Asa, we learned in the Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? A Mishnah Mesechtas Fei Holois. We're going to define now the smallest ohel possible. And we've had this already a number of times, that the smallest oil possible has to have at least ear space of a tefach. So, echad chor shecharu mayim. You have a hole in the ground that was born not by you or me, but by water dripping over the years. And that's the famous story that everybody learned when they were children about Rabbi Akiva, how the water bore a hole into the rock, and therefore Rabbi Akiva said, I see drop by drop, drip by drip, it had an effect. I'm going to start learning Torah at the age of 40, and then he became the great sage, Rabbi Akiva. So you have the chor that was dug out through mayim. Oy shrotzen. Rashi says shrotzen means like weasels or groundhogs that made a hole in the ground. Oy shachlosi malechas. Or because the water, not the water, because the ground was so moist, or perhaps that was so salty, it caused crevices or cracks in the ground. Or you stacked up a whole bunch of stones, one on top of the other, and by definition, you had space of a tefach in between the stones. Or I'm a contractor, I'm doing construction, and I put up a whole bunch of beams, one on top of the other. There are going to be air pockets here, there, and everywhere. In all of these cases, as long as there's an air pocket of one tefach, ma'ala l'tumah has a din of an oil of tumah. Has to have a tefach. It's got to be one that is made by person, not by Hashem. Any oil. Now, on the surface, this doesn't make sense, because the case of the Madbech Avonim and the Sereshul Koyrois is talking about that it's Osui Bidei Odom. So Rashi quickly says, Bidei Odom is Kavin Lasoi Sei Oil. If you put stones one on top of the other, or a bunch of beams on top of the other to create some sort of makeshift house and oil, then I agree. But here, you put the stones down because you just stacked them up. You stacked up the Sereshul Koyrois. Anyway, so that's Enei Oil. Faith in my time of the beauty, what's the reason for it? Timur Diyalev, because he learns, oil, oil mi mishkan. Ksiv ocha zoyis ha-toyra, odom ki yomis ba-oil. Legabi tumas oil. It says, odom ki yomis ba-oil. Uksin Pasim said, "When the Mishkan Yifra saw oil ala Mishkan, Mal Halon Bideyonim has to be created through manpower. L'chavein, I want a dafka make an oil by putting this covering on top of the Mishkan. Afkam Bideyonim. From bottom says oil, oil riba." It says the word oil multiple times in the same pasuk. Adam kiyomis oil, kalabo el oil, kalashar bo oil. It says oil a few times to go and tell you any type of oil, even if it's not maybe the adam. So Mishnah will stop over here, Rabbeisai, with a machloikis, what the definition of oil is. So does it have to be intentionally built to construct an oil, or can it be an oil on its own by default, as long as there's an airspace of at least a tefach among the stones, among the koyreis, etc. Any questions, everybody? Hearing.